1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and our special guest this morning is Joel Skousen. We're going to be talking about, the issues that are discussed in World Affairs Brief, a weekly publication that Joel puts out and analyzes the unfolding world event. And I just would comment before we get to Joel's program that Ben Bernanke was testifying before Congress a week, and he commented, some of the smaller banks may go down in the coming economic crisis. And basically, what he's basically saying is we're going to hold up the big banks, but we can't hold them all up, and, things are that bad, and so some of the smaller banks are going to go down. There's nothing we can do about it, and that's really true. What Ben Bernanke is not telling you is that the inflation rate is certainly 10% or more. The government cannot let you know that, because if they did, they'd have to pay all those people on Social Security an additional 10% of their monthly payments. I mean, that's the law. So they simply have changed the means by which they calculate inflation. They're lying to the American people. But go to the grocery store and look around. Go to your local gas station and see what the price of oil is, and tell me that inflation is 2 or 3 or 4%. Are you going to believe your lying eyes? Are you going to believe what the government tells you? Well, with that as a background, let's get to the items that Joel wants to talk about this morning. Go ahead, Joel.
Well, we might as well continue on the economy.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Certainly oil is starting to steadily rise above $100 a barrel, and this is without any particular international crisis that's driving this. This is strictly a reflection of the loss of purchasing power of the dollar. A dollar goes down, oil is like gold in the sense that it's considered a hedge against the dollar, and so the price of oil keeps going up. Now, this, of course, is, for your premium, the stuff that gets reported is for your premium-type oils, and there are cheaper oils out and around there. But things are, this is really having an effect on the economy. We have consumer spending has been flat now for the past quarter. And so we, of course, are seeing major increases in food prices, which is going to really be hard for the manipulated CPI to keep up with. They attempt to take things off the bread basket or the basket of goods that they track. I had to laugh when they did a special on the CPI. And they showed them going into a sporting goods store and buying hockey shin guards was on the list. And they were tracking the prices of hockey shin guards. Here they take out the cost of housing, the cost of energy, the cost of oil and gasoline, because nobody uses those things, and yet they have hockey shin guards on the list. I mean, this is just ludicrous, and they do this with a straight face.
Well, they say that, figures don't lie, but liars can sure figure, and they cannot tell the American people the truth. Think of all of the cost to pay all the people on Social Security an additional 10% a year, year after year, as inflation continues or even goes up higher. And so they have to just lie, and that's what government employees get paid to do. If they told the truth, they'd lose their jobs.
Well, certainly indexing of is going to become more and more in demand. Index contracts for rents are going to become all the vogue now, especially in business and industrial use. No longer where you can have a 5-year contract and expect to keep your money. you've got to have an inflation adjustment each year, and you're right that there are certain funds within the United States, such as the Social Security Fund, that is indexed to inflation, but it's the CPI, and that's one of the major reasons that drove the Commerce Department to manipulate the CPI downward to save trillions of dollars, or billions of dollars at least, each year in Social Security payouts. But, you know, housing prices are down another 1.3% in the fourth quarter, down to a 30-year record low. Bank profits are down 84%, and yet bank compensation for executives is the highest ever after all of these write-downs. These people are being rewarded. You know, this is the big boys pay them, take care of themselves, even though the stockholders of these banks are paying the... you know, the price for all of this bad judgment they've had. And, you know, it's difficult when there are, you know, it's like a subsidized economy in food for corn and wheat prices or sugar or still have the citrus boards, you know, that have subsidized prices or honey. You know, a farmer, a free market farmer cannot compete, in fact, when you have everyone else working on a subsidy. And so he has to either get out of the business or take the subsidy himself. It distorts the marketplace. And that's what we're seeing in many of these banks that had to get involved in the high rates of return for investing in these mortgage. Otherwise, there was no more mortgage to have. The normal highly qualified buyer was drying up. And if he wanted to keep selling mortgages, and it is something that there was an unlimited supply being offered by the Fed. It used to be in the days that you and I were buying houses as a young married family that you go to the bank and they'd have a limited amount of money that they could lend. They had to wait till people repaid, and as monies became available, they could lend. But now everyone, no matter what you had in the bank, they could sell a mortgage, back up line, and get money from the Fed to fund that mortgage, or Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, if it were within certain qualifications. And when that supply of high-qualified mortgage people dried up, they started manufacturing these new criterion to open the loans to people who were less qualified. Then they packaged those loans upstream. And banks had to get involved in that because those packaged loans were providing bigger interest rates. And if you wanted to tell your stockholders of the bank, well, we're going to stay conservative and earn half as much as the bank next door, there's just no way that they could compete. And so everybody is drawn in to a false market that is manipulated by government fiat money. Congressman Ron Paul has been very good to put the blame squarely on Alan Greenspan and Ben Bernanke for continuing this fiat money policy. And it does distort business because it's very difficult for people to compete with other governments or entities that are getting the government bailout.
We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen, right here, the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Everybody with a yard probably has something buried in it. Perhaps a rawhide bone. The head of a talkie tabby doll that got too talky.
Baby, want a bottle?
Or a pet turtle that sadly didn't make it.
Sheldon, wake up.
There may also be buried pipelines. And even the best-maintained pipelines can occasionally leak. So make sure you know the signs. For instance, if you smell unusual odors, gas or petroleum.
Yeah.
Hear a hissing noise. See bubbling earth or water. Vegetation that's dead or dying, or a colorful sheen on water. And don't forget these hard-to-miss clues, like dirt being blown into the air, a frost ball in an open field, or a flame coming from the ground. If you see any of these, don't investigate, and don't ignore it. Leave the area immediately, and call 911 or your pipeline company. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
So, Joel, pick up the story.
Well, we're talking about the economy. Certainly, there is. We're talking about banks' profits being down, and yet bank higher echelon CEOs and things are receiving record compensation, including huge bonuses. I mean, this is just unconscionable that people should get million-dollar bonuses. Banks that have basically go down the tubes and need a bailout. Bank of America, for example, is circulating a confidential proposal to Congress seeking $739 billion in bailouts for the big banks. And yet, even as Fed is absorbing through this new auction procedure, absorbing most of these banks' large loans, $50 billion or so a week, going out the door to the banks are not lending that money elsewhere. Student loans are drying up. It's hard to get student loans because the banks simply are absorbing the money that they're getting from the Fed to cover their own losses, and there's nothing left over to lend. So this is really not getting to the economy, because of this. $200 billion losses is grossly underestimated, but anyway, bank executives are looking for an epic government rescue plan, and it's coming into fashion here. So one of the problems that we're seeing is that, we're putting good money after bad. We have gold rising now to almost $1,000 an ounce. When it trips over that, that's going to be a major indication, just like oil going over $100 a barrel. We're about to see those two major indicators of the dollar's weakness. The dollar has declined to past 75 basis points now in worldwide currency trading, and so we've got a 27-year all-time low for the dollar. It's very, very weak, and it's going to continue to get weaker. Now, I don't expect, as I've said before, a catastrophic collapse of the dollar for two reasons. One is that people who hold large stocks of dollars overseas, the Chinese, Taiwanese, the Japanese, and the Europeans, and the Saudis and the other oil-rich companies are a different case, and I'll explain in just a minute. But these major holders of dollars cannot unload large quantities of dollars at any one time, lest it drive the price of the dollar down, and they lose a tremendous amount in the remaining stock of dollars. So they're really stuck with slowly liquidating and slowly transferring over to another currency. Now, the euro simply cannot replace the dollar by sheer volume. There aren't anywhere near enough euros in circulation to be able to replace the dollar as an international trade currency. So it's going to take time, and the dollar will continue, in my opinion, to go down slowly. What's interesting is that Alan Greenspan was taking a tour of the Middle East and encouraging Saudi Arabia and other countries to break away from their dollar peg. This just seems very strange that, what's come out of this story is that there's been a not-so-public secret agreement between the oil-producing nations of the Middle East and the United States that they would only deal in dollars for oil. And in exchange, there's something secret that's been promised them. And I believe, in my analysis, it is that the United States has promised that they would keep these governments propped up and immune from anyone overthrowing them. And certainly the U.S. has made good on its promise within the Saudi regime. It's a very corrupt regime. Would have long since been overthrown from social unrest within the nation had it not been for U.S. intervention. They keep a great deal of intel or spying going on within the country in order to alert the Saudi leaders when there are problems arising. They've done a lot of training for Saudi intelligence to root out dissidents, and we're talking about people who want to overthrow the tyranny of that. So the U.S. proclaiming democracy around the country and around the world, and yet they're propping up dictatorships because they've got this secret deal of oil for protection racket going in Saudi Arabia. But what is Alan Greenspan, I haven't quite figured this out yet, doing over there, trying to encourage them to get off the dollar peg? What that essentially means is when you peg your currency to the dollar, you've got to keep inflating your currency to match the dollar, and that inflation is really hitting these countries and their people fairly poorly. Otherwise, there becomes a disequality in the goods and services that are priced in, your Arabian currency. The same thing is happening in China. China is inflating like mad. And that's the second reason why there really isn't any threat to the dollar collapsing completely, is because a lot of nations actually like the fact that the dollar is inflating rather rapidly, because now they can inflate since all their currencies and values are compared to the dollar. I mean, if everyone was on a gold standard, such as the euro, and people say, well, it's a gold-backed currency, and the euro is not a gold-backed currency. Just because you have gold reserves doesn't mean it's gold-backed. Gold backing really truly means that you have convertibility, that you can hand your euros in for a certain amount of gold. That's gold backing. Just having gold in the central bank depository, which they never audit or reveal as an hard depositor, doesn't mean a thing. It doesn't mean a thing, by the way. It does mean a thing, by the way, in international big bank circles. They do only count the gold in the vault. They don't want someone's paper. And that's why the Bank of International Settlements deals a lot in shipping gold back and forth between countries. That's where the real balance of money is among the big boys. They deal in gold. But as far as the holders of euros or dollars, there is no gold backing, despite the gold that central banks tend to have. So why he's trying to achieve a disconnect between, and it may be to keep the Saudis from rebelling against the deal and to basically allow them to float free from the dollar, and maybe they'll float free so that their inflation doesn't have to rise as fast, but they'll still continue to honor the secret agreement to sell and buy oil in dollars, depreciated dollars, and that's why the price of oil is going up.
But do you see, when Alan, I thought that was the most significant thing I'd read in a long time, when Alan Greenspan, speaking in Jeddah, apparently had suggested to the oil ministers, the people, financial ministers there, that they cut the peg between the Arabian currencies, the various currencies over there in the Middle East, and the dollar. What he was essentially saying is, I suggest you cut that peg, and that'll end the reserve status of the dollar, which does not make sense, unless, of course, that is his true goal and objective.
Well, and that's what I was questioning. I don't believe Alan Greenspan, who's used this dollar reserve to absorb our inflation for so long, is about to cut that loose. So I don't believe it. That's why I was offering that alternative explanation, is that for nations that have agreed secretly to peg their currencies to the dollar, which helps, and essentially that means that the dollars, you can spend dollars, they're one-to-one equal to anything in Saudi Arabia. You can spend dollars or the Arabian currency, and dollars are spent there. And what that means, of course, is that, you get a little bit of economic rebellion when you find you're not in charge of your inflation. You're a victim of U.S. inflation, that if you cut it loose, it allows them to stay on the dollar rather than move to break away to the euro, it allows them to stay on the dollar without damaging their own internal inflation rate. So I think that's the real reason why he's encouraging a cut. I think secretly he's saying, well, now we don't want you to, you know, dump the dollar in terms of requiring payment in oil for dollars. We just want you to make sure that it doesn't damage your own country as we're inflating the dollar.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see. And I think that we're entering some very difficult times, uncharted waters, and but obviously there are a lot of machinations taking place behind the scenes that are not apparent yet. They may be at some time in the future.
Well, the most important long-term thing to keep in mind, though, is that these show no signs that they're going to let this economy drop. Now, the fundamentals are crying out for a crash, but they are covering up the fundamentals by huge injections of monetary creation. And so it is inflation that is the major threat. The economy, of course, is going to be fed by whatever it takes, whatever money they have to inject, and it's going to, you know, destroy the dollar over time. It's going to be inflation that's going to be a major problem. So I had someone call me for advice the other day, and you know, he had stayed out of the housing market, and suddenly inflation is seeing all of his savings, and of course he's staying out of the stock markets because they're unsafe. And I was telling him, basically, you've got to get into the housing market as this reaches its bottom, because if you don't have something that rises better than bank interest rate or savings rate, which is 1.5%, something around like that, you've got to be able to rise with inflation or you're dead. You cannot simply keep cash on hand in a house or in a bank at 1.5% when you have 10% inflation rate. And so get back into the markets. Not the paper markets, but the reason why I still like real estate is there are lots of bargains out there, and it will float back upwards given the amount of money that they are. And it's physical. It's something that, unless you're in a very unsafe physical area or a nuclear target area, such as one of the major cities like Seattle or San Diego and things, real estate is going to be around even if depression and war comes. And it can have value. People will need to rent those places. And so there still is great value in real estate, and I feel much more secure in it than I do in something like the stock or the bond market, which is very, very volatile at this time.
But don't you think that the real estate market has a fair distance still to drop before we got to the bottom?
It depends on the area. You know, Seattle real estate, for example, I don't recommend buying into that because it's a nuclear target threat. Is rising still, and so is where are the other two areas? There's South Carolina. Homes are still rising, you know, modestly, but they're not. They haven't experienced the fall yet. Even Utah, because of the continual Mormon homing instinct, the people who sell out are members of the majority church in Utah and who have gone and made their living in California. They sell out and then move back to Utah to retire. Utah housing has stayed rather level, and it's only recently began to decline as well. So there are other areas that really haven't really hit the bottom. The California and Florida markets, of course, are the ones that have had the most rise and therefore the most fall. But I do think that this year we're going to see the bottom of the real estate market, and if not into the next year. But there are still tremendous bargains out there because of the foreclosure markets. Tremendous bargains out there. One has to be careful, however. There are some scams out there running the foreclosure market where you get too good to be true deals. You pay a foreclosure brokerage your mortgage payments, and he's supposed to forward it on. If you read the fine print, there's some scams out there where the mortgage payments are not being forwarded on to the actual mortgage company, and the home goes into default. Call this management company, and where's my money? Well, you know, we invested your money, and that investment's been lost. So one has to be very, very careful to make sure you still go through traditional escrow and mortgage services rather than some of these new fly-by-night foreclosure services offering tremendous discounts on houses. But it's kind of like a pyramid scheme.
Amen. Okay.
So So, going to the election now, I'd like to, you know, it's rather discouraging for conservatives. There are only bleak choices in 2008. We all suffer through the hours of media coverage each day, watching Hillary and Obama in combative campaign mode, alternating, of course, between the themes of change and party unity. I mean, this is just incredible. They're at each other's throat, and then at the end of the debate, you know, it's kind of like we put our arms around, but we're all in the same party. We love each other, and we've got to make sure that we keep the party together. We'll see if that can happen.
Well, we'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen here, the American Freedom Network.
Thing buried in it. Perhaps a rawhide bone. The head of a talky tabby doll that got too talky.
Baby, want a bottle?
Or a pet turtle that sadly didn't make it.
Sheldon? Sheldon, wake up.
There may also be buried pipelines, and even the best maintained pipelines can occasionally leak. So make sure you know the signs. For instance, if you smell unusual odors, gas or petroleum.
Yeah.
Hear a hissing noise. See bubbling earth or water. Vegetation that's dead or dying. Or a colorful sheen on water. And don't forget these hard-to-miss clues, like dirt being blown into the air, a frost ball in an open field, or a flame coming from the ground. If you see any of these, don't investigate. And don't ignore it. Leave the area immediately. And call 911 or your pipeline company. For more on pipeline safety, visit atmosenergy.com/safety. Brought to you by Atmos Energy.
Stop living with pain. Discover Magneticare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.com.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. And before we go on, Joel, would you like to tell our listeners how they can possibly get a free copy of your publication? And certainly we hope that many of them want to subscribe. I subscribe myself, and I think it's a great publication. So tell them a little bit about what you do and why they should be taking your publication.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. The World Affairs Brief is my weekly internet news analysis service. I do. There is a modest subscription for this service, and people can all get a one-time free sample of the World Affairs Brief. by going to the website www.worldaffairsbrief.com. It tells you after a synopsis of the current brief that you can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com and request a free sample of this publication. What my researchers do each day is put up the screen and put up the best of the news stories. I mean, I get from my researchers about 100 email stories a day from various places around the world. And of those, they probably post 20 to the web, meaning that those are the best. Those are the most reliable. So these are pre-screened for you so that you get, you don't have to do a lot of search through the Internet for good mainstream stories. Then I add my expertise to those at the end of each week on Friday, and I add the things which, you know, are purposely omitted from the stories that would alter your perception of what's going on. All news media manipulates the news to a great extent, and they do that by careful omissions of key truths that would make a big difference in what you're... I mean, for example, we talk about the surge in Iraq and how successful it's been. Well, they omit the key factor, though, that they are paying off the antagonists to not attack American troops. They've been paying them up to $800 a day to these groups, a total of $1.5 billion over the period of this. They've bought off the opposition. And that's why Muqtada al-Sadr has extended the truce for another 6 months. He got another multi-million-dollar payment under the table from the United States. So this is what they've done to swing the election, or trying to swing the primary and the election towards a more favorable view of Iraq. These are the kinds of things I add back to the story so that you get this kind of insider information.
Well, it's fascinating material, and I certainly recommend it to our listeners. So how can people get a copy of your publication?
As I say, they can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, and I'll be happy to respond.
All right, very good. All right, let's go on from there then.
So we're talking about the fact that, you know, Hillary and Obama are getting an abnormal amount of free coverage. I mean, these people have millions of dollars in the bank for their campaign, and yet they're getting, at least 10 to 20 minutes of airtime every day on the major news media is covering their back and forth arguing between one another. Very little accrues now to the Republicans now that the primary is essentially over and McCain is the anointed one. Obama's campaign put to rest rumors that he would not stop the use of military contractors like Blackwater in Iraq, and that has caused his anti-war constituency to be a little bit more disappointed in Obama. They're going to have a lot more disappointment when they find out he really doesn't do what he claims he can do. He and Hillary both got into a contest in Ohio of who hated NAFTA the most. Though since, Hillary was associated with Bill Clinton, who created NAFTA, it was actually done with the collusion of Newt Gingrich on the Republican side as well. First thing he got in after supposedly winning on the contract with America was to betray that contract and start to do the globalist stuff that he was noted for. Nevertheless, neither Hillary nor Obama intends to dismantle NAFTA, only reform it to appease big labor. It isn't the free trade that is the problem with NAFTA, but it's all the special deals involved in the fine print. Special concessions to labor that all through the NAFTA thing, it's anything but free trade. And it isn't free trade for the little guy. It's only for the major international corporations. NAFTA and other regional government projects also contain many new regulations that cede sovereignty over to unelected regional government institutions. So NAFTA is a paving stone for the North American Union and all of that which is involved there. And with it all, many Americans are not particularly enthused about any of the final three choices. John Christian Ryder said it best in his commentary at newswithviews.com. While it is still 8.5 months away, he said, we already know the election of 2008 is in the toilet. The people, even those who like the candidate we were forced to choose from, have already lost because the destiny of winners and losers are all losers. John McCain, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. The issues that will be enacted during the 111th and 112th Congress will destroy the fabric of America, Ryder says, and leave America torn, tattered, and bleeding. The the North American Union, Amnesty for Illegals, erasing U.S. borders, adding more social progressives to the federal judiciary in order to eliminate the Bill of Rights, and with it, freedom of speech and the right of citizens to own firearms. Pretty bleak picture.
Well,
it
seems the American people understand that we have these electronic voting machines that can be rigged, and they're rigging the elections. They don't have to rig them all. When they give us a choice between, you know, McCain and nobody else running on the Republican ticket who can challenge him, why, of course, that's pretty straightforward. And choice between Hillary and Obama is like being shot or hung. They control them all. They'll all move in the same direction. You're absolutely right. When are the American people going to wake up and understand that our whole electoral system is rigged? At least in other countries, the people get inflamed about it, in Kenya and certainly even in Mexico. The people have demonstrated against the rigging of elections, and here in America, we just take it as a matter of course.
Well, you know, I've spent a lot of time in February in the World Affairs Brief covering the manipulation of the election, and it isn't really... It's a combination of a lot of things. They can't really rig the vote so far any more than about 10 to 15% at the very most, even with electronic voting machines, because of exit polling. It's very, very difficult to... They can't afford to get too much of a mismatch between the exit polls and the results. Otherwise, there's a tremendous deal of scrutiny. You know, there's Black Box Voting and other organizations that are really challenging and watching these voting machines and wanting a paper trail. So they use a combination of things, and we saw this time them really pull out the stops to use the media to manipulate people's vote. And we got a first-hand front row seat, Dr. Stan, in how manipulable the American people really are. I mean, I was just shocked at how they could actually take someone like John McCain with almost zero support and with six major newspaper endorsements and a string of, you know, well, two, actually didn't win in Iowa, but he won in New Hampshire, and from then on he started winning and they started playing him up like the front runner. And this front runner status really has a bandwagon effect, and they were able to ease Giuliani out. They were able to defeat Mitt Romney, playing Huckabee against him and focusing on the Mormon issue to inflame the evangelical Christian group. And all of this was, we were used. You know, Christians were used. They knew what Christians' proclivities were, and they used it against them.
We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen here at the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs in high definition also available.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention, and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing Medicaid and Medicare available.
Network, our guest, Joel Skousen. Joel, perhaps you could answer a question for me. I mean, there was an article in Human Events recently pointing out the money that was coming into the candidates, you know, a couple of $100,000 from Lehman Brothers to both Obama and to Hillary, and Morgan Chase giving $150,000 to one of the other candidates. How can these big corporations give massive amounts of money to the candidates when, of course, the restriction is $2,000 per individual? How does that work? I mean, after all, McCain-Feingold bill was to do away with, you know, money coming in from the big corporations and buying favors with the candidates.
Well, there's certain loopholes in those things, and there are independent expenditures that can go to the various parties and be divvied. They can actually spend unlimited amounts to the Democratic Party. I'm not sure specifically the answer of where that money, I would have to trace that down, but clearly corporations are limited as well as, but they do aggregate those things. In other words, there is some formula that has them still allocated to their campaign. I'm not sure how they're doing that, but I do know that overall we have to understand that there are certain major insider-connected corporations that keep all of the major candidates funded.
Sure. And I'm sure that had to be where McCain got his money, because his candidacy was essentially broke just a few months ago.
No, he wasn't getting any any money from the individuals like Ron Paul was, and yet you looked at, he spent $35 million this past year. Where did he get that $35 million? From major corporations. Obviously, the only one that the campaign finance law, you know, restricts us, the little guy, not the big guy.
Right. Okay, well, why don't you go right ahead? This is the last
one. You know, on the Republican side, John McCain has engendered less enthusiasm from conservatives than anyone I can remember in a long time. He's a bitter pill to swallow. But swallow they will, because of the old lesser of two evils ploy. Admittedly, it's getting hard to see McCain as even a lesser evil. Every day, more damaging background on McCain comes out. WorldNet Daily dropped the bombshell about McCain's fortune through his second wife, Cindy Hensley, comes from essentially mafia liquor sources. He was a liquor baron in Arizona, a big beer distributor. He's under the umbrella company United Liquor, managed by Kemper Marley, who had ties to the mob, and it goes back, the Marley liquor empire goes back to the Bronson family of Seagram's. They were the rum runners and prohibition people, running liquor from Canada into the United States during the prohibition era, related to mobster Meyer Lansky and all of that crowd. Hensley survived the legal wranglings over his illegal dealings because of some help from people in high places. Believe it or not, his defense attorney was none other than William Rehnquist, who was, of course, rewarded for this and other notable service to the powers that be with a position on the Supreme Court. And of course, we're finding out a lot more about Obama. I mean, this guy really has a radical leftist background. There's a noted investigative reporter that goes by the name of Spengler. It's not his real name. He takes after the German philosopher Oswald Spengler. But he's been investigating Barack Obama's past association with radical leftists, and there's two in his wife, one his mother, Ann Durham, sociologist, Marxist, or communist fellow traveler, as we used to call him in the Goldwater days, and then his wife, Michelle, is also a very, very strong leftist. In any case, we know less about, says Spengler, Senator Obama than about any other prospective president in American history. His uplifting rhetoric is empty, as Hillary Clinton helplessly protests. His career bears no trace of his own character, not an article do we see in the press from the Harvard Law Review, which he edited, or a single piece of legislation. Until recently, he's proposing this new Patriot Act, which I'll cover. This is a purposeful blackout, of course, by the media, knowing that Americans would disapprove of Obama's radical past. Spengler says he appears to be an empty vessel filled with the wishful thinking of those around him. But there is a real Barack Obama. No man, least of all, abandoned in infancy by his father, can conceal the imprint of his impassioned mother or the influence of a brilliant leftist wife. So he talks about Ann Durham, even though she died in 1995. There are historical pieces coming out about her. She married two radical leftist communists. One was one who they took back to Indonesia. And so he was exposed, not only to a little bit of Muslim philosophy, but that's really been a red herring. Obama really isn't a Muslim. He's really a radical leftist lawyer in the mold of Jonathan Wright of the United Trinity Church, which is in the Chicago area, is the major church. Jonathan Wright is the one who, of course, gave a special award to Louis Farrakhan, who is the radical anti-white, anti-Semitic, and he's just insulted everybody in the world of as radical a leftist as you can get. And, of course, Obama has been a great supporter of Jonathan Wright. Just recently, of course, he's not only had to disassociate himself with Reverend Wright, but he's also had to disassociate himself with Farrakhan, who endorsed Barack Obama for president to his embarrassment. The media, of course, or Obama quickly rejected the endorsement and disavowed any relationship with Farrakhan, and the media, of course, refuses to show the common radical background of Obama that attracted Farrakhan's endorsement. But these people know, and Farrakhan is no dummy, he would not have endorsed Obama had he not been confident that Obama still has this secret a leftist background, and we're going to start to see that happen to America. I think if Obama does get elected, this radical agenda is going to get him unelected in 4 years, and the powers of the people get their warmongering president in the next 4 years if McCain isn't able to pull it off. Now, I noticed, and it's very important to understand, that Ralph Nader's back in the race. He can only be targeting votes that are going toward the Democrat. He will not pull from the Republicans, but he's riding a very strong anti-war campaign, so he'll pull votes from Obama.
Well, we're out of time, Joe. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Dr. Stantz.
Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Join the Beth Messiah congregation and celebrate Passover 2008 in Messiah Yeshua.
He brought us out to bring us in. Sunday, April the 20th, 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in North Glen. Deadline for reservations is April the 13th. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. And hug Sameach.
Dr. Stan, I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Joel Skousen. I always enjoy having Joel on. Very, very challenging, very insightful look at what's going on in the world today, and a view that you're not going to get elsewhere, and I think Joel has excellent sources of information. Well, this is the time when we really need, of course, to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there listening to us and you agree with me that we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on the political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, we do hope that many of you, if you're in a position to help us, will join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us maintain our base of somewhere between 50 and 60 outlets every single week. A lot of them are just half-hour programs, but at least somewhere in the country, people are hearing the truth that they're not going to get from the controlled media. Now, how is the media controlled? Well, you have to understand the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read my book, shame on you. And you can get either the book or the CD of the Brotherhood of Darkness. I want to explain to you who really runs the world. And then, of course, our more recent talk, The Forbidden Secret, takes you into the secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years. Through the secret societies. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really are secret societies today. Of course, many of them have web pages, and you can verify their existence. However, since nobody's ever going to tell you about them, you'd never be able to find them. And even if you read them, you wouldn't be able to understand what they were saying. And of course, as so often happens, when I bring out what's on the web pages, they take the web pages down. They do that with the Lucis Trust. The Lucis Trust used to be the Lucifer Publishing House. And until Christians understand something that goes totally against everything they believe, because we're told in the Ten Commandments, you know, praise the Lord thy God, you know, and you're not to have any other gods before me, and you're not to have any graven images, but you understand that the people consider there is another God, and that is Lucifer, and he's the real God, and that is, of course, is the secret of Gnosticism and the Kabbalah and the Templars and the Rosicrucians and, yes, the modern-day Masons, even though most Masons don't understand it, you need to understand that there is another God. There is a supernatural element. There are people who are in contact with these supernatural forces moving us towards a one-world government, a one-world religion, and a one-world leader. You need, of course, to get the videos. If you haven't seen them, you must. They sold their souls for rock and roll. They sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour versions. The videos, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, or Riddles in Stone, The Secret History of the Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. You need to get our DVD that we put out, The Emergence by Constance Cumby, or The Atlantis Connection by Chris Pinto, to understand the spiritual forces behind everything. And then, where are we heading? You need to get my latest DVD, The Planned Police State. That's The Planned Police State. Information there that you need to have that'll help you connect the dots. Now, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, or if you prefer, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we are under attack today. There are powerful forces that intend to establish a dictatorship in America. Don't wait until it's too late. Get the information. Help us to get it out. The planned police state is vitally important. So please, of course, pray for America. Pray for revival. But pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until, well, when we're together with you again, I just stand goodbye. And may the Lord be with you. We'll be right back.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.